Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Afternoon, at the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rod.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Tuesday. Sports Bros here. Rob, that's me. That was for the good of the game. Big Six right over there.
Kind of forgot it was Tuesday, dude.
Yeah, I know. We had a three-day weekend, guys.
God, the three-day weekend is so good.
It is.
If you could just move to the permanent three-day weekend, everyone's life instantly, like, 70%.
If only we knew someone who had that theory.
If only.
If only.
If only.
Someone hadn't been carrying that torch for years on this program. We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah.
Dude, there this it would just think about your quality of life, how it would instantly change overnight.
Oh my God. You're preaching to the choir, Jason. Have you not been listening to me for 18 years?
No, not really.
You haven't, have you?
Just now.
You're only now on board.
Ron, are you paying attention?
Nope.
4 day work week.
We were laying in bed last night. That my gal was like, "Oh my God, the 3 day, that 3 day weekend. If only we could have this all the time." And that was my first thought. Was like, "Well, I've heard someone yakking about this for the last 15 plus years."
We're listening to the dude's story.
Coming up, what keeps us from watching college baseball? But we've got
two regionals here.
Yeah, we've got Knicks Pacers tonight, which. We talked about it earlier. It's like,
Hey, tiny. We also have...
It's a good series.
We got Oilers Stars.
We also have Oilers Stars.
That's what I'll be watching. In fact, I need to flip over to that right now.
The Thundies and their undies
The Thundy Cakes.
Too much for the Timberwolves.
Yes.
And so that's now 3-1.
That was damn near a series, right?
Oh, yeah, it was.
So they blew them out, and you're like, okay, well, it's 2-1. Can they make this a series? And Minnesota gets the game of their life from every one of their bench players, and Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle do jack-ass, and you still only lost by a couple points. I mean, that thing was sliver away from being a real series.
Yeah, but you lost.
Yeah,
you did. And that's the thing is the Thunder have a little bit more firepower. I mean, you look at Jalen Williams. That dude, and nobody could pick Jalen Williams out of a lineup. Well, not nobody, but you know what I mean, casual fans. And that guy made every shot imaginable.
That was the reason why he made the all-defensive team and the all-NBA team.
He is awesome. Yep. Underrated. You have the MVP level, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and that guy...
He's having a monster postseason.
He is... I was thinking about him watching the game last night. He seems to be all you want in a superstar. Because you see his interviews, and he's very thoughtful. He's obviously a very smart guy. He's a good leader. The guys love him. He's MVP. Mm-hmm. And yet, he's kind of not... And maybe it's just the Jokic thing. Maybe it's the same as like you just win a title and then all of a sudden you're the king and everybody will talk about you like this.
Sure.
But he's kind of not really talked about in the ways of other superstars, and I wonder why.
Well, I got a couple things. One, I think he's quiet and unassuming. Two, he plays in Oklahoma City. Three, he didn't pop immediately. You know, he's been around a bit. And I'm not going to say it was a slow burn, but he was dealt by the Clippers, and they didn't see this coming. And
how bad do they feel?
Oh, gosh. You're just sitting around, and you're like, really? You gave up all the picks and, Shea for that? And I just think in today's world, we are used to we're just used to bigger personalities, and he just isn't. And he's Canadian. I think that has something to do with it. And I just don't think he fits. And maybe the way he plays too, it's not as flashy. He's not a flashy shooting guy. Like
it's pretty smooth though.
Like Steph, well, he's extremely smooth, but he's not as downhill explosive as Ant. And so I think he just kind of quietly goes under the radar. And by the way, he seems pretty content with that.
That's what I like about him.
Yeah. He goes about his business, but he has been an absolute beast. I mean, his numbers in the playoffs are absurd. And if you took any one of the other players, dumbass Stephen A was on there today. And I saw this come across he was doing the top five faces of the NBA. And I think he had like Shea fifth, it was like Tyrese Halliburton. Cause imagine if you had Halliburton or if you had Anthony Edwards or you had someone along those lines and they were having the sort of postseason that Shea was having. Oh my God, we wouldn't shut up about it.
No, but that's
quietly just kind of goes
look
about
at
his
Stephen
business.
A with good hot sports takes.
Oh no, he was being dumb saying that
oh
yeah.
Wait, I think that's a good point though. Wait a minute. What
no,
did
no,
I
no.
miss?
That was my point. He was saying that Shea is not anywhere the face of the NBA. He was trying to prop up. I mean, see. The idea that Halliburton is the face of the NBA as opposed to Shea.
That's more like it.
Because he wants, he wants the guy to be, Ant Edwards. Ant Edwards has been talked about more in these playoffs than Shea.
Well, he's a fun personality.
Yes.
Edwards. He is a little flashier in terms of his game.
Mm.
Well, a lot. And so, I get the reasons why SGA is not quite as top of mind.
A lot of people are just hearing him speak for the first time.
Yeah. But every time he does, he's a breath of fresh air to me.
Yes.
And I guess, I don't know, I guess maybe if they win a title, we'll see what people start to say about him or how much he's talked about. But, I just think it's interesting that if you line up a bunch of NBA fans or even executives and said, who are you starting your team with? SGA's not, he's not in the top.
Well, if you took age, and by the way, that's going to start changing here after the season.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying like moment in time exercise.
Sure.
He's not top four. Top five? Is he top five? Is anybody starting their franchise with him over, if you could choose anyone in the league, I don't know if anybody's taking him,
I think after this season that will change. I mean, the clear answer is you take Jokic. But if you're doing age included, and obviously that excludes some people, and Shea's still young, I think that is going to change. Just like I think the narrative changed with Tatum a little bit. But like, if we were going to say that Tatum became this force and finally got his respect after winning his title, and this will be Shea. After this season, when they win an NBA title, and I do believe they're going to win an NBA title, and he has the MVP, and the dude's putting up, I mean, his playoff numbers, I got to bring them up, but I mean, he's just, his postseason numbers, I want to do this because I want to be fair to him, but he is absolutely crushing this.
So is there anybody younger than him? That's better than so Ant is younger, right?
I think Ant is.
Yeah, he's only 23.
Yeah, Ant's like 23.
Yeah, because SGA is 26.
Yes.
So Ant would be a guy who, in 3 years, again, if they win a title, could maybe be that guy.
Yeah, I think Wemby would be someone that I think
certainly
would,
Wemby
would take.
I think Cooper Flagg's going to get a lot of run now.
Yeah, and I think Jokic again.
He's older though. He's older. I'm thinking of younger guys.
Yeah.
By the way, he's not that
Shea
old.
Is averaging 30, 36 and 7, with a steal and a half and a block, and he's shooting 46%. And I think the other one too is he doesn't necessarily shoot the three ball the way some of the other guys do. And like I said, he's not super flashy, but I mean, he's bringing it night in and night out, has been the model of consistency.
It's kind of scary to think. So SGA is 26.
Yeah.
That's the same age as Luka.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you look at all the best players under 25 in the NBA or under 26 in the NBA, whatever line you want to draw, Jalen Williams, 24 mm-hmm. and, Chet, 23.
Yeah. Well, and
you forget how young these guys are.
This is good. Cause if you asked at the start of the season, who would you start your team with? No one would pick Shea over
in the
Luka.
League.
Yeah. In the league.
Right.
And I think after this season, that's going to change.
Yeah.
I think when you start asking who you start your team with, I think Shea is going to be ahead of Luka. I think he's going to be ahead of Anthony Edwards.
Are you taking Wemby?
No. Well, I mean.
Okay, so this is a different question. But at this moment in time,
yeah.
I'm going to give you a new franchise,
yeah.
and you can pick any player in the league to start that with.
The blood clot thing scares the living hell out of me.
He's only 21.
If you got rid of the blood clot, or you told me, if the doctors told me, as good as Shea is, I would take Wemby.
He's got that. So you're passing on him? Who are you going with?
I would pass on him. But again, I would listen to my doctors. And if they say the blood clot thing is not going to be an issue going forward, I would rather bet. And that's saying something because, again, he's 26. He's an MVP and he's about to win an NBA title. I would bet on Wemby. In fact, if you put everything together, to me, the only answer if where you're starting your franchise is Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, it's weird.
Who's 21. He's already the best defender in the NBA, and he's only going to continue to get better. He's never been hurt outside of this blood clot thing. It's Wemby.
If you say under 26, three of the top five or six guys are on the Thunder.
Yeah.
Because you got Edwards, Wemby, SGA, I guess Luka would be in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess then you go Jalen Williams or, gosh, Evan Mobley.
Yeah.
He's young.
Well, I mean,
Tyrese is only 20. Halliburton's only 25.
Yeah. And Halliburton's good.
But he's not in that.
No, I don't think so. And the one that I would say that if you wanted to bet on someone, Ant is 23. Remember, most guys in the NBA don't start winning titles until they're 26, 27. And Anthony Edwards, if he cares, and it seems like he does, in 3 years, if you want to say who could eventually become the best player in the NBA of that, you know, you could do a lot worse than betting on Ant Edwards.
Yeah.
But
that's a good team, but they need to give him a little bit more up there.
And I mean, this is 2 years in a row in the conference final. They're going to be bounced, and you would think that they would go back and address that. And he's not getting anything out of Julius Randle and Gobert, whatever. Like, they do need to get better. And he needs to be better. I don't think he's been, when you look at the consistency that Shea has brought and the consistency that Anthony Edwards has brought, those are two very different things. When you look at their postseason play, but the thing about Oklahoma City is this is the seventh year in a row that we're going to have a different NBA champion, right? And every time one of those teams has won, it doesn't, like, Boston had that feel that maybe Boston could go on a run, but then obviously this season happens, they get bounced, Tatum gets hurt. And now we're like, well, you know, he's not coming back. You know, he's not coming back for a while, and they're going to have to make tough decisions. So maybe Boston's run is a little bit done, but every other team kind of felt like maybe it was more of an outlier than a kind of a dynasty run. If Oklahoma City wins this, dude, this is still young and this is still cheap, and they have an F ton of picks to keep recycling young players through. Oklahoma City has this is the first time in since Golden State where this feels like this could be a run, that this could actually be something where you're winning 3-5 or you're winning 4 out of 6, something like that. Because what derails Oklahoma City?
Danny Avdia.
Hey, do you know his contract gets less and less? I mean, think about it. What team rises up? There's not a team in the East, if Boston takes a step backwards, that you think is some sort of juggernaut team that's going to jump up. The West is very competitive, but when you look at the idea of getting better, Oklahoma City is already better and has more tools to get better than Minnesota. Golden State is certainly on the back end of it. The Lakers are on the back end of it. Houston is intriguing, but again, Oklahoma City is better and has just as many ways to get better that Houston does, just as much young talent that's more proven. San Antonio is intriguing. San Antonio might rise up.
Are you saying only West?
Even in the East. I mean,
I would say whatever the Celtics do in the offseason will be very fascinating because they're going to retool. That's one. I would say whoever gets Giannis is another. And then the Lakers aren't, I mean, they have 26-year-old Luka.
Yeah.
They're just getting started. I mean, LeBron's at the tail end, but they're just getting started building around him. It'll be interesting to see what they do, and they certainly have the resources to
I just make the argument that that's the best team in the league with more ability to get better than any team in the league, and that's scary.
I'm just trying to answer your question. Yeah, you were saying who rivals. But this stuff is really unpredictable. Sure. I mean, how many times have we thought the Blazers were X, Y, and Z in the West, and it turns out they weren't because here comes this team, and all of a sudden this team signs a couple free agents, and this team makes a couple draft picks.
Someone gets mad because they need to get paid.
It's and I've said this before, but it is really shocking how many teams in the West have leapfrogged the Blazers since the Blazers were in the Western Conference Finals. I mean, go back and look at that year.
Yeah.
And look at the state of some of the other teams in the West. And there's like, I mean, I don't know off the top of my head, 6 or 7 that have ran circles around the Blazers since then.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. So it's you can't predict that. You don't know. You don't know who that's going to be.
But there
will be some.
I just look at it. Normally NBA teams that win titles are not young teams. Right, they are battle-tested teams that win it in their late 20s or early 30s, and I'm looking here at the starters. There's 22, 23, 27. Shea is 26, and what do we got with Lou Dort? Lou Dort,
my guy,
is
Lou,
26. This is an outlier.
Yeah,
this is a young, dominant team that once again had the best point differential in NBA history.
Got to get by my Pacers first.
Yeah. I mean, you got to finish it off. I'm just, and then maybe I'm way ahead of my skis here, but we may be seeing the start of something that people are going to get tired of real, real quick.
Someone said, dude, we should all be in awe of Rudy Gobert. He clearly doesn't understand basketball, yet has won multiple Defensive Player of the Years. Just wild. I enjoyed that text.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just remember, if Oklahoma City wants to, they could put together a better package than anyone else to go get Giannis.
Well, we'll see what they do.
That's how stacked they are.
What keeps us from watching college baseball? That's coming up on The Fan. Oh, one last thing. You mentioned, played that Ant Edwards clip earlier, and you mentioned that you thought it was weak.
Well,
can we
play it? Yes.
Yeah,
it was not this. I'll get the other clip, but that was not the same clip we played. But yes, I'll get
it. So, Ant Anderson after the game.
Ant Edwards.
What did I say? Ant Anderson.
You said Ant Anderson, who I don't know who that is.
Anthony Anderson. I think he's that.
The big comedian guy?
Yeah, the big comedian. No, Anthony Edwards.
Is Anthony Anderson overrated?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's not funny, and I don't know why.
He went from like Kangaroo Jack to being a massive star with no good reason.
I think he writes a lot of stuff, doesn't he?
I think so. I think he writes on Blackish, which was very popular.
I do not get him. But anywho, some people do, and good for you, man.
Here's that. I believe. Well, let me preview it first. You guys continue.
Yeah. So Anthony Anderson, God bless America. Uh-oh. Anthony Edwards. I'm going to do that a million times now. He said after the game, someone asked him because he did not have a very good stat line, right? And he kind of no-showed again. Not as bad as Julius Randle, who went 1 for 7 and 5 points, but in a game that you lost by 2 points, Anthony Edwards went 5 of 13, 1 of 7 from three, and only had 16 points, and you lost by 2, right?
He shot the ball twice in the first half, which I found stunning.
Twice. And so when, you know, the MVP of the league, who you're kind of in that competition with, goes for 40, and by the way, this isn't the first time that this has happened, where he has disappeared, and someone asked him, do you feel like you struggled? And I'm assuming this is the clip here that
they had a good game plan, making us get off the ball.
especially for me, man, it was super in the gaps. I made the right play all night, so I don't really look at it like I struggled. I didn't get enough shots to say I struggled, so that might be how you guys look at it. But yeah, I didn't struggle at all. It just, I made the right play.
Yeah,
that's the difference. Yeah, like it's an urge that I want to get the ball in the rim, put it up there, but you don't want to take bad shots and get your team out of rhythm. So just, you know, playing the game the right way, man, and that's what we did tonight as a team. No, I'm putting no burden on myself. Just try to win. The only burden I put on myself is try to win. We gave ourselves a chance tonight. We just didn't come out from the start with the same aggression that we did in game three. We gave up 19 offensive rebounds and 21 turnovers. So they got 40 more possessions than us. So, and we lost by two. So I'm not saying that's good. I'm not saying that's bad. But we could take that and run with it. I mean, so we'll be all right.
No, you won't.
No, you won't.
You're down 3-1. But and this is what I said. Two things can be true at the same time, right? There's a lot of truth in what he's saying. But at the same time, I find it to be incredibly weak and, to me, pathetic and I would say unacceptable for the star of my team.
Because as the star, you got to own it and say, I got to be better. And,
yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but taking two shots in the first half, only taking 13, which, by the way, the last time he took 13 shots in this series, he said the same thing. He's like, man, literally, he had 13 shots, was in game two or something, and he said the same thing. He was like, man, I can't believe I've only had 13 shots. I got to be more aggressive. What are you, and then 1 for 7 from the three-point line. You only had 6 assists, so I get it. What they were doing was, remember when New Orleans played the Blazers in that series, and they were just throwing everything at Dame?
Yeah.
I get it. They made it tough for you, but And yes, your offense wasn't the problem. And this is kind of what he was saying there. You scored 126 points. There's truth in what you're saying. Like, but when all the supporting cast had a phenomenal game, career game, and some of that is obviously because the other team was paying so much attention to Anthony Edwards. So to sit there and say that you made the right play, that's true. And the offense wasn't the problem. You know, it was turnovers and offensive rebounds. I get it. But at the same time, this is multiple times in this postseason where he clearly goes out and does not live up to supposedly being an all-NBA type guy. And at the end of it, he kind of shrugs his shoulders and says, it wasn't me. I didn't struggle. I had a great game. And that to me is, it's a cop-out. I think it's a bit of a loser mentality. And it's not what I want to hear from the leader of my team. This idea of, oh, I was fine. I played a great game. No, you did not. You had in a absolute must-win game, you shot the ball 13 times, two in the first half, and you had 13 points, and you went 1 for 7. This is like where, remember, he went 0-for against the Lakers from the three-point line and was like, well, everything's fine. It's not. I think he, this postseason, I noticed him last year, and so I don't remember what he was saying, but I just listened to him after the game, and that does not sound like a guy to me that takes accountability. It's not a guy to me that sounds like a real leader and a driving force. And I'm not certain when he said that he didn't want to be the face of the NBA. Remember that whole thing? Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like maybe there's something missing there. And he's only 23 and you can certainly get a lot better. I mean, like I said, most guys don't start winning titles until they're 26, 27. So I'm not throwing the baby out with the bathwater here at all. But I think that there is a real immaturity and a lack of accountability and honestly a lack of focus and drive that is being exposed right now between an MVP in Shea and a guy who is really flashy, but I don't think has shown up nearly enough in this postseason. And if he had, I think this might be a different series.
Yeah, I think what I hear there is just the kid learning what it takes to be a true star. I think he's learning that. And that was probably not the best thing to say, although he is right, like you said. I mean,
I said, there's some truth to what he said.
Yeah, because he's kind of in a tough spot, because I think that if he doesn't say that, he's maybe throwing his teammates under the bus a little bit. But in other words, like, Oklahoma City's defense is awesome.
Yes.
And they know that he's, like, there's not quite enough around Edwards for them to worry about anyone else.
Sure.
And that's what is happening here, and he knows that. So he has to make the right play, or at least that's maybe what they're saying in the Minnesota locker room.
Yeah.
And then when he does that, yes, some of those guys knock down some big shots, but at the same time, Oklahoma City doesn't care.
Yeah.
They know that those guys aren't good enough to beat them in a 7-game series, so that's why they're throwing everything at Ant. So it's like,
yeah, it's true.
What do you expect a guy to say? But I think you could, yeah, he's 23, dude. He is so young.
Yep.
SGA is that. I think that's a good example. Yeah. I think if you look at the way SGA handles himself and the way Ant Edwards handles himself, I think you see very clearly what 3 years in the league can, three more years in the league can do. Now, I'm not to say Ant Edwards is that mature. Maybe he's not. Maybe there is something missing with him. But it's a little too early to.
I just
to
think
say that
he loves to run his mouth and he loves to kind of be the charismatic fun guy. But
Brian Gass.
I think when it comes to accountability, I think he really lacks it. To sit up there and say that, you know, that I made all the right plays and we you know, gave ourselves a chance and we lost by two. Yeah, you went 1-for-7. So you know what else solves losing by two? You not going 1-for-7. You not shooting 5-of-13. When you have three players, including two bench guys that drop 20-plus and you put 16 and you're a top 10 player in the league, I just, that's,
but I, what
that's
I'm
not
saying,
what I want to hear.
I know it's not, and I'm the same way, but what I'm saying about what he has to say after the game, he has to be careful because as the leader and star of that team, he can't throw his teammates under the bus. In other words, what other star?
But
in
he could
this
say, league? I could have done more tonight.
Yeah, and that's what I think Suk is saying, is like, yeah. Just lie. Just say, hey, listen, I'm the star, own it. Say the right thing more than the accurate thing.
We'll look at the film. I probably have to do a little bit more,
and
whatever.
I totally get that. But I just think with what, again, I think he's learning. And he will probably learn from this and what he said and these kinds of criticisms. Hopefully he does.
Yeah.
But what other star can you put on that team against Oklahoma City and them overcome what Oklahoma City is doing to him?
It's tough.
It's really tough because there's just not enough around him for Oklahoma City to worry about. And oh, by the way, Oklahoma City's like an elite defensive team. It's one of those things where it's like Denver got a little bit of this with Oklahoma City too. Jokic is just that awesome.
Yeah.
But dude, they were absolutely throttling Jokic. They were all over him. Yeah. And ultimately, you know, it's going to come down to Jamal Murray and Michael Porter and these other guys, and they didn't do enough.
And I hope that when this is all done, you know, that he needs to learn from this series because, yes, like if you want to, you know, look, you can get help in Minnesota, but this is essentially your team. I mean, there's not the way the NBA works. There's not another, you know, all NBA guy coming to Minnesota. I mean, this is kind of where you're at. You've been to the conference finals twice.
I liked the Randall deal.
Yeah.
But when you, this is what we were talking about last week.
And they're going to have to re-sign him.
When you, it's so funny how in the NBA is the one league that exposes this more than any other professional sports league. You think you have a good team and a championship caliber team, and then you run into a real championship caliber team and you go, whoa. We've got some problems.
Yeah.
And that's what Oklahoma City is doing and exposing for Minnesota.
Yeah, it's just that if you're Minnesota and this is the second year in a row that you've been knocked out in the conference finals, the biggest difference that you can make to get over this hump is honestly is Anthony Edwards taking it to another gear and figuring out that even when a team is throwing a bunch of crap at you, you can't shoot the ball two times in the first half. You can't go 1-of-7 from the 3-point line. If he was playing at Shea's level, you ask, like, what's if Shea was playing at Anthony Edwards level and vice versa, this could be a different series. This at least would be a 2-2 series. And right now it's not. And I think they're going to get bounced again. And he needs to do some soul searching and decide in the offseason where his game goes from here because he is already a star. But we've seen guys like Giannis and we've seen guys like Jokic put good, not great teams on their back and lead them to NBA championships. And right now, Anthony Edwards is not Giannis. He's not Jokic and he's not Shea. And the only way Minnesota wins a title or at least gets to the finals is by him becoming one of those guys. And when I hear him talk after that, that doesn't really sound like a guy that understands that. And maybe I'm just, you know, maybe I'm being critical.
Well, you are being critical, but I think it's all fair. I just feel like none of that's going to happen unless they give him a little bit more.
No,
it's good. It's just, it's particularly if they keep running into Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
All right. What keeps us from watching college baseball? That's next. Here's Buck.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The Ducks and Beavers are both hosting regionals.
Yeah.
College baseball tournament.
Yeah, somehow. Now, I don't pretend to understand college baseball rankings, but Oregon State got a top eight, and Oregon State got a top eight.
Controversial.
That's
because they got 12th.
Yeah, and they essentially have the same record, and Oregon State beat them.
Oregon beat them.
Yeah, God, I'm doing
You're great. Doing great.
Oregon beat Oregon
Focus!
State in the 4 games that they played.
Yeah.
So, I'm confused because Oregon State didn't have a tournament to play in because they're not in a conference.
They were the only independent team to make the field.
And yet Oregon was punished for losing in the Big Ten tournament after they already won the Big Ten regular season championship. It just seems odd to me that, and look, I know very little about college baseball. I understand Oregon State's a great team. I'm not saying they're not deserving. I just think that was kind of a, when I saw that, I was a bit puzzled when I was looking at resumes.
So the Beavs are the number 8 overall seed. They host St. Mary's on Friday. The other two teams in their region, TCU and USC.
So yeah, double elimination and little kind of mini round robin there, and the winner goes on to the Super Regional.
And then Oregon got the 12 overall seed. They host Utah Valley Friday at 6, and the other two teams in their region then Eugene will be Arizona and Cal Poly. Now, the difference here, as you're pointing out, between 8 and 12 is that the Beavers will host the Super Regionals should they advance. The Ducks will not. Yeah. So only the top 8 host the Super Regionals. So that's how Oregon kind of got hosed.
Although the Ducks would host if the one seed in their opposite region
were to. Well,
that's
fair. That's true. Because they're opposite the Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
They're opposite the Raleigh region. Yeah.
Chapel Hill region.
So there is a chance that Oregon State and Oregon could both host Super Regionals.
Correct.
That would be really cool.
Yeah. But you'd have to root for an upset for on the Oregon side. Oregon State wins, they will host it.
Yes.
And they'll play the winner of the Tallahassee Regional. Anyway, my question is college baseball is pretty kick-ass.
Yes, it is.
Why don't we watch it more? Is it just not readily available enough for us?
I don't know.
And I'm saying
part of it.
I'm saying just generally speaking, why is it not more popular? You know, somebody texted in earlier and they said, our Stanford guy, Gunner. I read his text. He said, listening on the app, so who knows if I'm up to speed, but as a college baseball coach, it's a real shame the West Coast can't get behind college baseball. Oregon and Oregon State are legit teams, but after moving to the ACC this year, it is absolutely crazy how much college baseball matters on the East Coast and in the South. It's basically college football from 3 to 5 years ago, same place, arms races, facilities, and paying players. And I find that interesting. I didn't know that, that it was that big down there. But, what is our deal with college baseball? Well, what's up with that?
I don't know.
Because we have great programs.
And I have never lived in an area where college baseball was a big deal. And so the SEC, by the way, they have half the teams in the regionals are all yeah. SEC teams.
The SEC is awesome.
And I know North Carolina's a traditional powerhouse down there. And USC and Arizona State are good teams. And out west, we've had Cal State's been a good team. And I mean, so we have, and Oregon State, by the way, has won 3 national titles, for God's sakes. I mean, that's the definition of a phenomenal program.
What keeps you from watching it?
It's a good question.
Because
it just has never been part of my, day-to-day sports viewing habit. It's not out in front of me.
It's not really on.
It's not.
Is it?
I don't know exactly where to find it.
That's part of it. And also, even if it's fun, would it jump the hierarchy of whatever the primetime game is in the NBA or for Suk, the NHL?
I mean,
and I think that's part of it too. It's not that you wouldn't maybe be interested, but it's competing with other stuff.
And I pay attention when the College World Series goes around. I think it's cool. It's on.
So maybe it is. It's that simple. Like if it were on, because college. Because people will often say, well, we don't know the players. Well, okay, but it's the college brands.
Yeah.
The players turn over all the time in basketball, but you watch your Ducks, your Beavers, your Trojans, whoever.
Yeah.
So the college brand should be what brings you in, you'd want to watch BYU. Kansas is having a historic year in baseball. We've never been this good, and so that's kind of cool. But I don't know, maybe it's just as simple as they're not on, and if they were, we'd watch a little bit more because we do watch when they are on in the World Series.
Yeah, but it obviously, even though I watch in the College World Series, it's not like it's appointment viewing the way it is college football to me or the NCAA tournament till you get to the College World Series. Honestly, it feels a lot to like college basketball to me. I don't watch a ton of college basketball until it gets to the end of the year. I watch more college basketball because I do think it's readily available and there's not. It's more in front in the national lexicon, like it's a conversation. But it's a very similar, I think, is when the tournament starts rolling around, we start paying attention to it. When the College World Series rolls around in the regionals, especially when there's local teams involved, we start paying attention to it. But from a national perspective, when's the last time that college baseball was a focus of conversation? I don't ever remember seeing it as a headline on ESPN. I don't ever remember national people talking about it. It's certainly, even locally here, growing up, I didn't hear sports talk radio talk about it very much. I mean, God, we've been doing this forever, and we don't talk about it that much until we get to the point of national championship. I mean, I remember Oregon State winning national titles and us talking about when will this be able to take hold and really become a day-to-day household thing, and I just don't know. I don't know what that would take. But that's true for so many sports. Like, I just feel like there's a natural pecking order in sports, and it's hard to ever unseat something. There's only so much bandwidth we have, right? And in this country, it's the NFL, it's college football, it's the NBA, it's Major League Baseball. And then to a lesser extent, then you have the NHLs, and you've got, the stuff behind that, and get in line. And unless it was something that was pushed by national brands and it was readily available and talked about, I just don't know how that gains traction. But according to that one guy back in the South, they do talk about this like they do.
I guess so. I was looking up the viewership. 16 game postseason average in 2003 Men's College World Series, 1.65 million viewers.
It's a good chunk, but it's not.
That's not great.
It's not great.
I mean, not a lot of people are watching.
No.
48% increase from the year over year, but still, I don't know. I think they should. I mean, it seems to me that they need a better TV deal, but maybe there's just no demand for it. I don't know. And, you know, their format is a little hard to follow if just for the layman.
Yeah.
I think more one and done games, like when it gets to be the deciding game of a 3-game series or whatever, it just changes. It's kind of like the college basketball tournament. It changes it. When it's one and done and you're out if you lose,
yeah,
it's intense.
Well, there's, like I said, there's a lot of different polls that, and so it's hard to know.
Yeah, they need to streamline that sport a little better.
And I don't think we really talk about like team construction. You know, there's what, 60 something games they play, 50 something games. So I think for people, I mean, that's kind of like Major League Baseball. There's just a lot to follow on a day to day basis. So and again, it's just not ingrained, at least out here. It's just not something we talk about.
Well, but the Beavers and Ducks aren't even on TV.
No.
Like, are they?
But
I don't think they are.
Not readily available that I see.
I don't know how to watch them.
But you talk about it. You came from a place where college basketball was a big effing deal,
yes,
right? And again, growing up out here, we don't watch college basketball. We just don't. And so when, if Oregon State becoming one of the most dominant programs in college baseball. And look, I don't think this is that far out of bounds. Or in modern time, the Oregon State baseball program is the best Pacific Northwest program ever. They've won 3 national titles. Washington football has never won 3 national titles. Oregon's never won 3 national titles in any sport that we prop up. This is the single greatest college team that we've had in the Pacific Northwest ever. And if that doesn't grab people to the point where that becomes a day-to-day sport, nothing ever will.
Has it grabbed Oregon State fans though? Like, are Oregon State fan, like if you're a diehard Oregon State fan, do even you not care all that much about
baseball? Sprague went to Oregon State, and Sprague is a Beaver through and through, and I listen to them, and I know Sprague pays attention to it, but he is not.
Yeah.
He is not breaking down the Oregon State pitching staff and the lineup and all that. That is
very
not the case.
Few are. I mean, I don't think that there are more than a couple hundred, maybe, people who do that for any given team in college baseball.
Okay. People are saying the Beavs are on CW and Coin.
Okay.
That's good. It's good to know.
Yeah.
Although I don't have CW at home, so can't watch them. But if they're on Coin, I could watch them.
Yeah. How many people know that, and how many people tune into it?
Yeah, and that's the other thing is, maybe it's when they play.
Don't know.
Friday early afternoons,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Or not early
afternoons.
They
play midweek games, too, during the season.
Yeah, they play 2 a week, and that's kind of hard to sit down and watch. I don't know. Look, we have not gotten to the bottom of this.
And we both love baseball.
Oh, my God. Look at John Mellencamp. Oh, you missed
him. That's Ben Stiller.
Yeah, fisticuffs in the hockey game.
Yeah, you're too slow.
Oh, it's Triple H.
They had John Mellencamp on there. I'm watching the Knicks and the
looks
Pacers.
Looks a little rough.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, he's had a hard life.
I mean, he looks okay, but he's just red-faced like he's housed.
He probably is.
Yeah.
But to your point, we are both big baseball fans. We watch baseball every day in the studio.
Every day.
And did we have the Ducks or Beavers on?
Never.
Yeah.
It's weird. All right, well, work on it, college baseball. How about that?
I think they'd like that? To, but... It's hard.
All right. We'll get to more sports talk. Very short sports talk segment next on The Fan.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to them. Current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Quick, tell us why you love sports.
Yeah, now.
Quick, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, now.
Because sports.
Yeah, now. We're out of time.
Sports is sports.
I love sports. Okay, the club is next on The Fan.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.